I'd sure like to see some folks get saved tonight. I'd sure like to see some folks get filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. And I believe God can do it, don't you? I know you're tired, but I wish you'd just stay with me just a little while tonight and see what the Lord will do. I feel like He wants to talk to us. And let me encourage you, even if I happen to preach a way that you think I'm not going to, those of you that are seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, don't let the way that I preach keep you from seeking after God. Some years ago, Brother Darrell, I was real spiritual. You know, I thought I was anyway. I was real spiritual. I was preaching revival in Amosville, Virginia, and one night I got up and I preached judgment as much as you can preach judgment. Man, I just brought it down the line. If you wasn't just right with God, you'd gone to hell. You know, I did it just like, you know, just like judgment's supposed to be preached. And when I got done preaching on judgment, God filled four with the Holy Ghost. I didn't even mention it, but God knows a lot better than I do. So don't think that just because one sermon goes one way, you can't seek God for what you need in your life. All right? Praise God. John chapter 7 and verse 1, the Bible said, "And after these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, and He would not walk in Jewry because the Jews sought to kill Him. Now the Jews' feast of the tabernacle was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto Him, Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest." And I want you to follow the way that this is being said. Okay, this is not being said in the form of honor, but this is being said in a different measure altogether. And you'll see that here in just a moment when I get down to verse 5. "But for there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou doest these things, if thou do these things, show thyself to the world." Now his brethren or his brothers are challenging him. You need to catch that right there. His brothers are challenging him. Uh-huh. And verse 5 said, "And neither did his brethren believe in him." Neither did his brethren believe in him. Could you stretch your hands towards heaven and ask God to help us tonight? Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your grace, for your mercy, and for your love. I ask you to speak to us tonight. I ask you to speak to us tonight. Work it tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. If the Lord would help me just a little while tonight, I'd like to preach on "I, and I can only speak for me." And I'm going to preach that tonight. I believe in Jesus. All right? I hope most of you do already, but I hope by the end of the service, everybody in this building believes in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, stay with me just a little bit. My dad was out of the hills of Kentucky. He was born in a place called Red Lick. You probably don't know where that's at. If you do, it would surprise me. You know, you're from back there. You know where Red Lick's at. Amen. But he's from Red Lick, and just a little spot in the road. My dad was a great man, was never saved until he got 60 years old. Didn't get saved until he was 60 years old. But my dad was a great man. He didn't have much education at all. I've heard stories about his education, and I hope they're not true, but I probably believe they are. And Dad was a great man, but my dad could just barely sign his name. Just barely sign his name. And I think he worked hard all of his life. I don't think he made it past second grade, just to tell you the truth. It was a different age in that time, a different time. And his family, working was a whole lot more important than school in those days. And my dad, he like I said, he went to about second grade. But there was one thing about my dad that always stuck out in my mind. If he believed something, or he believed in something, he believed in it. Without a doubt, he believed in it. And, you know, some folks think that one particular thing works for everything. And my dad was that way. My dad was that way. He thought there was what he always told me it was. And I used to hate it. I used to hate what he had, you know, when he would use it. But he did it all the time. He would say it's the pleasant cure, and it was a muscle cream called Bengay. Anybody remember Bengay? It was a muscle cream called Bengay. If Dad had a headache, Brother Robbie, he would rub it on his temples, and he thought that got rid of that headache. Yeah. If one of us kids had chest congestion, it was a bad day for us. That stuff burnt like fire, let me tell you right now. I rub it on, it burnt, but it would clean out your chest, let me tell you that right now. It'd do it. And he'd do that no matter where he was hurting. He believed in it. He believed in it. So he was willing to trust it. He was willing to trust it with what he might need. Now, Brother Darrell, do you mind if I use you just for a moment? By no means am I saying this. I want you to understand I'm not implying anything. I'm just using this as an illustration. If I was to say to Brother Darrell Tolliver, Brother, I don't believe you. Okay, I don't believe you. The worst that I'm saying about him is that he's lied to me. That's the worst that I've said about you, is you've lied to me. Or I'm saying to you, you've got misinformation. I don't believe you. Now, if I look at Brother Darrell Tolliver and I say to him, I don't believe in you, that's a very, 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 very different statement that I've just made. When I said, I don't believe in you, it means I have examined you. I have looked at your character, and I have found out that you are not what you said you were. All right? I do not believe in you. All right? That's a big statement. That's a big statement. And that's what his brethren said in verse 5, and neither did his brethren believe in him. Okay, they had looked at Jesus.
Come on now.
And they decided within their self,
we don't believe in him.
That I don't believe in him. Now in my mind, if I could just maybe borrow yours for just a moment. In my mind, I'll preach to you here in a minute, Lord willing. In my mind, I can see Mary. She's in the type of housing they live in, and Joseph, her husband, was a carpenter, and we all know about the virgin birth, but we also know that after Jesus was born, that Mary did have other children. We understand that, don't we? So. In my mind, I can see that house, And Joseph has tried to make it comfortable for Mary. And I believe there's there's a table sitting there.
Yeah.
And I believe on that table there's probably a candle. And just bear with me, all right? I believe there's some type of heating provided there. Maybe some type of primitive fireplace type deal. I believe there's a chair or two built. Maybe a bench. Maybe a cot of some form laying here and there. And I see Mary there, and now Jesus is older, and in my mind, and I can only, this is Alexander commentary, all right? This is not the Bible. This is Alexander commentary. This is how I see this scripture, all right? I see Jesus sitting over there at the table, and he's reading parchments, or he's reading the things that he can read all about the Lord. I believe he's doing that. And then I see Mary over there, and maybe she's got a little child in her arms, maybe one or two, and the Bible gives their names later on, maybe one or two sitting there at her feet, and she begins to rehearse in their ears about how special this young man is sitting at the table. They notice that there's something about him. It doesn't take anybody very long at all to realize there's something different about him. Because when they went in, you remember when they went and thought he was with them, and they got a day's journey away, and they come back and they found him in the temple teaching and asking questions, and that there was something different about him, and there's no doubt that them little children were probably there. Some of them were probably old enough to remember the day that Jesus ran away. Amen. If I could just use that terminology, the day that Jesus decided not to go with the rest of them. So we understand that he's there now, and just if I can paint that picture for you, but Jesus is there, and the little kids are there, and there's not a doubt in my mind that over the course of their life, they had been told that Jesus was born. Whether you want to say it this way or not, where Jesus was born of a virgin. I believe that, don't you? I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe that wholeheartedly. They had heard that story. They had heard that story. And they had probably even heard some other things that wasn't good. They probably heard a lot of things that just wasn't good. But I want you to know right now, they had time to examine his life. They had time to look at him. And then after knowing all that he did, and after seeing the way that he was raised up, and after seeing the touch of God on him, and after hearing what he did in the temple, to yet make that statement in John chapter 7, after that Jesus had already went out and began to do miracles and to do great things, and for them to take the attitude of, okay, if you're who you say you are,
yes,
prove it to us.
Yes.
All right. If you who you say you are, prove it to us, because I really don't think you're who you say you are. Amen. And they chose not to believe in Jesus. And I can't hardly imagine that. Can you? I just, it's beyond my mind. I just can't hardly imagine how anybody could not believe in Jesus. So I wanted to explain to you tonight that even though his brothers did not believe in him, and even though the Pharisees and the scribes did not believe in him, and even though that many of the Roman citizens of that day did not believe in him, I believe in Jesus tonight. I believe in him wholeheartedly. I really do. I want to acknowledge to you tonight that I believe who he is. And could I quote a scripture out of Matthew and jump on the Apostle Peter's bandwagon here? Matthew 16:16, the Bible said, "And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. I want to acknowledge before this congregation tonight, and I hope that you'll acknowledge with me that you would raise your hands towards heaven and you could say, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. I believe that he is, don't you? I believe that he is God. Hallelujah. Help me preach to you just a little while. The mystery of the Trinity. He is 100% man, and he is 100% God. Hallelujah. I want you to know right now, I wholeheartedly believe, amen, in his divinity. Don't you? I believe that he's divine. I believe that he is the Son of God. I believe it's just like the Bible said that it was. I know, amen, that Mary, amen, was moved upon by the Spirit of God as she conceived in her womb by the Holy Ghost. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Could you say amen? Amen. Now, if nothing else tonight, I want to strengthen your doctrine just a little while. John 14:6 says, amen, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now, I really step out on that scripture there, because Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So I have decided, amen, I decided back in 1979 in the month of January that I would give my life to Jesus Christ, and I have based my very existence upon him and upon what he said that he is. I live my life because of Jesus. I am who I am. I do what I do. I live like I live, all because of a man named Jesus. Is there anybody in this house tonight, amen, that your very existence is based upon the Son of God? He said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." Amen. Amen. Now, I can understand this. I'm gonna try to help you here just a little bit. I ain't going to be lengthy tonight, but I'm going to try to help you. Amen. I want you to know I was a sinner, just like maybe some, I know like all of you were, but maybe like someone is in here tonight. I was a sinner and I needed saved. I needed to be born again. I needed to be forgiven. Amen. 1 Peter says it like this in chapter 1 and verse 18. "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Could I tell you tonight, I am cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I no longer have to worry about my sins. They are cast as far as east is from the west. They are cast behind God's back and into the sea of forgetfulness. I can stand up here sore tonight, look out at a congregation and say to you, "My sins are gone." The song says, "Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus." Is there anybody in this building tonight that knows what it is, amen, to be washed in his blood? Do you know what it is to be redeemed? Do you know what it is to be born again? If you do, raise your hands and worship him. I believe in his deity. I believe in his deity. I believe as much in a pre-existent Amen. Christ, help me preach to you just a little while as I do the babe born in the manger. John 1 and chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Could I tell you right now, I believe, amen, that when Adam was made in the garden, when Jesus, when the Bible tells us, let us make man in our own image, it was talking about the Father, amen, and the Word, or the Son. Help me preach to you just a little while. I believe in Jesus. How about you? I believe that He was the Lamb slain. The Bible says, from the foundation of the world. I believe that this was all in God's plan. Whether you believe it or not, I believe that this night, this very hour, God looked through the ages of time, seeing that you would be here and know that you would need it, washed from your sins and delivered from the bondage of hell. I believe, don't you? Hallelujah. I can go to a lot of other places in the Old Testament. Amen. Brother James, and I believe I can find Him in there. Amen. I believe I can. But I want you to know right now, I can look into 2016 and I can find Him right here. Hallelujah. I know He's here tonight. How do you know He's here tonight? Because I feel Him. Amen. Is there anybody in this building? No. What it is, amen, to feel Jesus Christ in their heart and in their life. Let me prove it to you. I believe, Brother Daryl Tolliver, that He is Emmanuel. Amen. Amen. Matthew 1 and 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. I believe that He is with us. Hallelujah. I said, I believe that Jesus is with us. I believe tonight, amen, that if you can call upon the name of Jesus, it does not matter, amen, the depths of your sin. It does not matter, amen, the depth of your heartache. It does not matter, amen, the affliction that you might have on your body. I want you to know right now that Jesus is all in all able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think. I have found Him. Now, I can't talk for Brother Hugh. I can't talk for you. Brother Daryl, I cannot speak for you. But I can tell you, I believe in Jesus. Amen. I've examined His character and found out He's exactly who He said He was. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. John 15 and 13 says, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. I have found Him to be my friend. Hallelujah. Are you a friend with Jesus tonight? Amen. Oh, I am. Hallelujah. You say, oh, you're talking awful big. I want you to know I talked to Him today. Amen. Did you? Amen. I've talked to Him today. And you know what else? I believe He heard every word that I had to say. I had communion with Him today when I got up. Amen. This morning, I prayed in His name. Hallelujah. When I got up and got moving around, I began to call, amen, out this revival in the name of Jesus. Why? Because I found Him, amen, to be a friend that sticks closer than a brother, a friend that's willing to lay down his life for us. Oh, I don't want to disappoint you tonight, amen, and preaching on Jesus. I just want you to know I believe in Him. I'm laying it out just as plain and simple as I can tonight. Why I believe in Him. I have been saved by his grace. Ephesians 2. I hope you're writing these down. You might need these someday. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God." I've been saved by his. Brother, right now, in front of everybody, I just want you to, no music, and I know you can do it. I just want you to do one more verse of Amazing Grace. Could you do that for us right now? Y'all will join in when he starts. Go ahead, brother.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Oh, I love it. Hallelujah.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
I hate to impose on you, Brother James, but that verse one more time, please. Could you raise your hands and just thank him for that amazing grace tonight? Oh, hallelujah. I want to go on if I could tonight. I want to go on just a little while if I could. My hope rests in him. The Bible says in Titus 2 and 13, looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to just take a moment now. I felt the Holy Ghost just have me slow this down. I want you to just realize how wonderful he really is. Let's grasp a hold of it, Brother Brad. Let's grasp a hold of it right now. Can we just slow it down right now? And let's get a hold of who he is. I believe in him. I believe in him. I believe in you, Jesus. I know you who you say you are. And I know you can do what you said you would do. But Lord, I find myself coming up short on my end. I find myself, Lord, falling back in to the things that once had me. I find myself coming up short. Romans 8:34 says it like this. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God. Who maketh intercession for us. I hope y'all were at Bristow this year. You heard a great preacher there, and this particular preacher got talking about that story in one of his other tapes, and he got talking about the story of the lost lamb, and he really stirred my soul when he said this phrase. I've had people, young folks, come up to me all over the country, and they'd say to me phrases like this: I just can't live it. I just can't make it. You ever heard anybody tell you that? You ever talked to somebody, have them tell you that? I just can't make it. And Brother Bill Prescott preached this phrase. He said, I loved it. He said, that sheep that was lost and that shepherd that went looking for it, he said he put it on his shoulders and he carried it all the way home. I want you to know tonight, I'm on the shoulders of Jesus, headed home. Do you understand what I'm saying? I said, I'm on the shoulders of Jesus tonight and I'm headed home. There ain't no way in the world I can make it by myself. But I tell you one thing, Brother Brad, he'll put you on his shoulders. And when you think you can, he can. When you think it's all over, there's no way you're going to be able to make it. And the devil says you're going under. The devil says there's no use to try. I feel a hand reaching down out of nowhere and grabbing out of my shutter out of my and grabbing a hold of mine and lifting me up. Said, go on, child, I'll bear you on my shoulders and take you all the way home. Is there anybody in this building tonight that knows what it is to be born by the Master? Is there anybody in this building tonight that would like to take a ride on the shoulders of the Master tonight? I found myself being tormented in the midnight hour. Sometimes when you're a preacher, we don't tell this too much, do we, Brother Darrell? Sometimes when we go to bed, we have enemies visit us in the night. We don't tell it. We don't tell it much. Brother James, you know what I'm talking about. We have the enemy visit us in the night. And in the night, while our sleep is troubled, we'll wake up and we'll feel that presence of darkness in the room. And then all at once, the only thing I know to do is I begin to call upon the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Would you help me just a little while? Is there anybody that knows how to call on him when you're in trouble? I said, is there anybody that knows how to call on him when you're in trouble? You say, Brother J.R., I don't understand what you're preaching. I'm going to try to get you to believe in him. Believe in him enough to give him your life. Believe in him enough to turn everything over to him. Believe in him enough to wave the white flag of surrender and say, here I am, God. My life is no longer mine, but it's hidden you. I've given you everything I've got. God, help me just a little while. I want you to know there's no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved other than the name of Jesus. Every demon of hell will bow. Every power of the underworld will flee at the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I want you to know that Jesus, he is Lord. I said, Jesus, he is Lord. I said, Jesus, he is Lord. I'm going to proclaim it. Amen. All over this building tonight. I believe in Jesus. And Jesus Christ is my Lord. There's a song that says, what a lovely name. The name of Jesus. Reaching higher far than the brightest star. It's sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. evermore let the world proclaim. What a lovely name. Hallelujah. Could you say it tonight? You say, Brother J.R., this is almost charismatic. Think it what you want to. I'm just a Jesus fan tonight. I believe in Jesus. I want to lift up his name. I want to tell every lost man and woman, boy and girl, amen, that Jesus Christ is here in this building. Jesus Christ is visiting Bethany Holiness Church to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus Christ is visiting Bethany Holiness Church to set free the captives and those that are bound by sin. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's here tonight. As a brother, can I just tell that just for a moment what you told me last night? Amen. That brother told me last night he was in a desperate situation. And that child couldn't breathe. Am I right? And it was just you and maybe your son-in-law in the room. Is that correct? Did I get it right so far? And they'd done CPR on that baby and that baby wasn't breathing. And he said he got to the place, if I'm not wrong, you said in the name of Jesus, and that baby gasped. Hallelujah. Amen. Stop breathing again. Is that right? And you said, in the name of Jesus. And that baby breathed again. Am I right? Hallelujah. Amen. There was stop. Didn't he stop again? It was up the third time he stopped. Amen. And you said the same word. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then it come that fourth time, wasn't it? Four times. Amen. That baby was struggling to live. That baby was struggling to live. Amen. But there was a man that knew who could call on. And he said it the fourth time. In the name of Jesus. And that baby, help me preach to you just a little while. I want you to know right now, there's life in the name of Jesus. I said there's life in the name of Jesus. If you want to live tonight, call on him. If you want to live tonight, worship him. If you need heal tonight, call on him. If you need the Holy Ghost tonight, worship him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, I believe in him, brother. Brother, Revelation tells us, and I'll be done. Revelation tells us that there was a book in heaven sealed, and no man could open the seals of that book. David, though he was the apple of God's eye, could not open the book. Gabriel, though he sound and proclaimed the messages from heaven, could not open that book. Amen. I said he could not open that book. But Revelation chapter 5 and verse 5 says, and one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. I want to tell you tonight, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. I want you to know right now, Jesus got a hold of the book of life, and my name is written there tonight, and I can proclaim and shout it at the mouth of hell, I believe in Jesus. And if I could shout it in the mouth of hell tonight, I believe in Jesus, there would be a host of the doomed and the damned cry back, so be it. I do too. It's too late for them now, but they know that Jesus was real. I said, it's too late for them now, and they're in hell's flames to never get out. Amen. But they'll tell you that their knee bowed and their tongue confess. Help me preach to you just a little while, but it was too late. Amen. Before it's too late tonight, why don't you call on the name of Jesus before your eternity lost without God? Call on him tonight. It was 4 years ago, the first of this month, that we I'd stayed up all night in my father-in-law's house, and he was passing of non-alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver and liver cancer. And it was, my wife was laying there on the couch. We finally talked her mom into going to bed, and the hospice nurse was in the other room. And I listened as life began to leave his body. For hours I sat there, just me and him. Yeah. My wife tried to sleep on the couch, and she wasn't getting much sleep, but my wife tried to sleep on the couch. And he began to lose his battle for life. And he would begin to... That went on, that struggle for life went on for hours. It went on for hours.
Yes.
Amen. I want to talk to you just a minute. It went on for hours, that struggle for life. They finally all got up so I could go to bed that night or that next morning. And I went and laid down for a few minutes and didn't really know. You know, I knew it was not going to be long. I'd been around it a whole lot of times. You know, it wasn't going to be long, so I went and got a shower and come back. And I know this sounds strange to you, and I don't want you to fall out with me. I don't know who came into the room where they was at. But you've heard us talk this week about our hyper little dog that we used to have, Pepper. And they had another little... They had a little dash hound dog they called Leslie. And while I was gone, something walked into that room and got up right beside his bed. And those dogs sensed the presence.
My.
And they had never jumped on that bed. But Pepper jumped up on that bed right where he was at. And that little dash hound who couldn't jump put its legs on the side of the bed, and it began to bark. Wow. Like something had come into the room. My wife can tell you that happened. It did. Hey, man, I don't know what happened, but I can tell you this. It was just a couple hours later, we were sitting there, and it began to get really close. The hard breathing stopped, and he began to leave this world and into that room.
Sweetest spirit you've ever felt.
All right. Come on now.
And they bore him away. And I rest on this scripture tonight. Let not your heart be troubled.
Oh, yes.
Ye believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. But I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will. I believe in him now. I believe in him. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, I believe in him. I believe in him, that where I am, there you may be also. I want you to know right now, friend, he's a coming. I said he's a coming, and I believe in him. I'm a waiting for the sound, aren't you? I said I'm a waiting for the sound. Oh, I believe in Jesus. Don't let your heart be troubled tonight. Grasp hold of him and hold on. Brother Darrell, just so folks know that I wasn't saying that in the wrong way. I believe in you.
Oh, I understand.
But I believe more in him. As sure as I've got your hand tonight, I know that you're real and you're who you say you are. But as sure as he's got a hold of my hand right now, I know that he is who he says he is. He's the Son of God, and he's coming back, and it won't be long. Are you hearing me? It ain't going to be long that God's going to take a towel and wipe away every tear from our eyes. It ain't going to be long where there'll be no more pain, there'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more death, there'll be no more heartache. Amen. And we'll meet our blessed loved ones by and by in just a little while. Believing in him is going to pay off in just a little while. We'll shout around the throne of God. We'll glorify his holy name. Could you stand all over the building? Raise your hands and just tell Jesus that you believe in him. I'm about in one of those kiss throwing moods where I'm about to look up to heaven and embarrass myself again and say, oh Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. I believe in you. Amen. For 33 years over that now, I've believed in that little girl right over there. And she's never failed me. She's never caused me any reason to doubt her. I believe in her. But there's one much more greater than her that I believe in. Hallelujah. I know this ain't maybe the way to preach a Friday night service. I just wanted to tell somebody, Brother Hugh, I believe in Jesus. Sister, I just want to tell somebody, I believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister, I just want to tell somebody, I believe in Jesus.
I really
Ethan, I believe in Jesus.
Yes.
I just want you to know I believe. Sister, I believe in Jesus. Brother, I believe in Jesus. Amen. Buddy, man, I believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want you to know I believe in Jesus. Amen. Did you know what? I just believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm about done preaching, but I'm feeling awful good. I'm about to take off on my end where I get a shout now. I get to feel what I'm feeling right now. I can't hardly wonder anymore. I just can't hardly handle it when he starts touching me. And I start thinking about how great he is. I start thinking about how wonderful he is. I just got to lift his name up and say, thank you. I worship you. I praise you. I magnify your name because you are worthy. I had more, but I'm quitting.
Obey God.
simply because I need you to know it don't matter to you whether I believe in him or not, but it's going to matter to you if you believe in him.
Now's your chance.
It's going to matter to you if you believe in him.
Now's your chance.
Amen. It's going to matter right now whether you choose to believe in him or not. You can keep holding on to those little peddly things you think's worth living for, and you're going to find out they're all vain. You're going to find out they ain't worth the paper that it's wrote on. You're going to find out that half of your friends that say they're your friends ain't nothing but telling you lies to get what they can off of you. And when they're done using you and abusing you, they're going to leave you high and dry. They're going to leave you miserable. They're going to laugh in your face. They're going to mock you. They're going to laugh when you walk away. And they'll say, can you really believe in that she did that? Or can you really believe that he did that? They're going to make fun of you. But I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus won't. Jesus ain't going to make fun of you. Jesus ain't going to mock you. Jesus ain't going to turn you away. But where you're going right now, you believe some of those folks are really your friends. But I'm going to tell you, I'm a talking to somebody right now that you need to listen to me. I'm a talking to somebody right now. You've been a playing a game, and it's time the game stops. And you decide that you're going to serve the Lord with all of your heart. It's time that you square your shoulders back and say, I'm going to live for Jesus. It's time you put away the toys. It's time that you put away the things that don't matter anything and give yourself to God. It's time you square your shoulders back and say, Lord, I'm going to live for you. It's time you lay aside some weights and some sins that does so easily beset you, and you start running this race with faith. Hey, I'm talking to somebody. It's time you sell out. Or will you be like his brethren was at that time and said, I don't believe in him. I don't believe in him. Teresa, come. I'm done. I really wish tonight that you would see him. I wish that you could see him two different ways right now. Actually, three. I wish you could see him hanging on the cross, blood dripping everywhere. I wish you could see him going into the pits of hell and taking the keys from death, or of death, hell, and the grave from the devil's hand. And I wish you could see him on the right hand of the Father reaching down for you tonight. It's all what you do. It's all what you do with this man named Jesus. I choose tonight to believe in him. Hallelujah. I can't make you pray. God's already dealt with you. You've got to choose if you believe him enough to serve him. It's up to you. Do you believe him enough to sell out? I hope that you do. My wife's getting ready to sing. I'm getting ready just to tell somebody, don't wait too late to make your choice to believe in him. Heaven will be heaven with you or without you. Hate to say it that way, but I want you to know, whether you go or not, it ain't going to change the streets of gold. One little bit.
Oh, God, have mercy. Somebody.
Whether you go or not, it ain't going to change the river of life one little bit. But I tell you what's going to change. It's what you feel when you breathe that last breath. Heaven's dealt with you and the Lord's dealt with you several times here lately. And you're holding Jesus out to where it's convenient for you. He don't play those games. He don't play those games. You'll come to Him when He calls you. You won't be able to come to Him when He's turned you away. Jesus don't turn nobody away. I see Judas hanging from a tree in a garden. The truth of the matter is, Jesus brings us to this point, and then we must decide if we believe in Him or if we don't. I'm here to tell somebody, with heads bowed and eyes closed, you need to believe in Jesus tonight. Father, there's some sweet people here that just can't seem to make up their mind. Lord, I hope that you grant them mercy until they finally make up their mind. But Lord, I can't guarantee one of them that you will. Lord, I wish that you'd tonight make yourself real to them. Make yourself real to them. Because heaven's going to be cheap at the price they're going to pay. Lord, what they're going to pay is going to be terrible. Just to give up the world's all you're asking. Just ask you to come into their life is all you're asking. And Lord, they're selling it so much cheaper. They're giving their life to things that ain't going to matter till a hill of beans come tomorrow. Lord, please change their heart right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that one coming. Would you give your heart to Jesus? Would you sell out to Jesus? Would you sell out to Jesus tonight? Come on. He loves you. He loves you.
Crown of life awaits beyond. that I pray.